everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He greatly loves us. He do things beyond our comprehension. We can't, sometimes the instructions of the Lord seem so unique to me, weird even. And I can't see how it's going to work, but because He's saying it, I do it. Jesus, it was time for him to pay that taxes, you know. And Peter came to Jesus, and Jesus said, go to a certain lake, catch a fish, and in his mouth will be a coin, and pay our taxes. You know, God does things, it can be so abstract. But I learned, if you take him at his word, if you can trust him, you can catch that fish and that corn and pay your taxes. He do things that puzzle people. He came walking on the water. Walking on the water to his disciples. You know, Mary, his mother wanted him to... His first miracle wanted him to turn the water to wine. She told his disciples, her servants at the wedding, whatever he say, do it. And he told them what to do: fill those barrels to the brim with fresh water, and they did. And he turned it to wine. God, our God is good. And he, in public, he took. You know, the people didn't have any food. They came and listened to him. He said, he asked his disciples, what do you have? He said, let's feed them. Set them down in rows. And they acted on his word and did it. He said, what do we have? There was a little boy had a lunch. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He said, all right. He said, he blessed it and broke it, and they passed it out and didn't run out. I would love for God to do something like that in my lifetime. And I thank God for his miracles. But Anne, the church told us one morning that they were passing out, it was bag lunches to the homeless. And they noted they didn't have enough bags, but everybody got a lunch. And they didn't run out. God is good, folks. If you follow him, you're going to see his handiwork. As weird as it may be to you and me, He'll back it up if you trust him, though. You can't, you know, they sat the people in rows, like he said, and then he blessed it, and they passed it out. They kept passing it out. They didn't stop. You know, same thing in Elisha's day. The woman, she didn't have any food. He said, make a cake for me first, and she did. And he blessed her. He said, go get as many bottles as you can find. And she did. She acted on the word of the prophet. Man, what are you going to put in them? Your mind can get in the way and stop the whole thing. She acted on the word of that prophet. And she never ran out of oil and meal. And she sold the bottles of oil. That was 2 different stories. When she made him a cake for him, and the Lord blessed her barrel never to go dry until the drought was over. And then the bottles of oil never ran. She had enough to sell and secure her family, not so her son wouldn't go into slavery after his dad had died. God is good. And we need to know him in that way. Now, the things he give you to do, I tell you what it won't do. It's going to ultimately look good, but for a while it won't look good. Because people of pride won't follow him. That's why they don't follow God, because they got pride in their heart. You can't follow God with pride in your heart. Pride and doubt and unbelief, all that, it all works together to keep you from... It keeps you out of the God business. If you're going to do God's business, you got to get rid of that sin, that pride. And the reason I say that is because the Lord resists pride for a reason. If you're going to follow God, get rid of the pride. Sometimes people have to fight pride just like they fight lust or worldly endeavors. Pride is the worst thing ever. If you know you hate somebody, you can stop that. But people that's proud, they don't stop. They become the enemy of God. Hatred is bad. You know, hatred causes people to hold the truth in unrighteousness. But pride has a deceit to it. You think you're all right. You think God, the Pharisees thought God was like them. They thought they were right and righteous. And the law could never make a man righteous. And a man without the blood of Jesus being shed for him, he can't be righteous. That's why every religion other than Christianity, people believing on Jesus as their Lord and Savior, all of it is wrong. All of it is of men, the doctrines of devils. Call it what it is. That's what it is. Every religion, everything that opposes what Jesus did, from healing the sick to raising the dead, is a doctrine of a devil. Seducing spirit. That's what seducing spirits teach. They teach that you can't win, that God don't want you to win, and God wants you to suffer for him. God is not like earthly kings. Earthly kings will let a man work the fields and think nothing of it and don't want to pay him. Not all, but a lot of, that's how men are. Men will let you struggle and suffer and work in the heat, try to keep your wages, and then try to sleep with your wife. God is not like humans. He's not like people. He's not like demonic kings. He's not like Pharaoh. See, Israel, they would obey Pharaoh, but they didn't trust him. So they carry that over to God. They would obey Moses, but they didn't trust him. They thought that he sent them out there to die in the wilderness. God is not mean. And all of his, everything he do is based on love. And you can't follow him with pride. And he don't really want you to. He'd rather for you to be cold or hot. Hot or cold. On fire for him, doing his will and love. Or just go on back to the world and love the world. And he'd rather for you to be on fire for him and fall in love with him. But that's the choice that we all have to make. Everybody that lives the light, they put us in pilot seat. We have to make a decision about Jesus. What are we going to do with the knowledge of Jesus? How will we respond to Jesus? Everybody, hear me good. Everybody who walks in the light, every preacher that preaches the light, that preaches the word of God in love, as it should be, rightly divided. Every time they do that, they put people in the same position that Pilate was in. They have to make a decision. You can't see the light and understand it and do nothing. If you do nothing, you're rejecting Jesus. But if you respond to the light, then the Holy Spirit will help you see him, and then you can believe on him and live forever. Easy. And when he gives you those weird instructions, be happy, because it's going to turn out good. It's going to look bad for a while. It's not going to look like you expect. I won't say bad, but it's not going to look like you'll be doing something that people will think is just going to come to nothing. And then before you know it, it does everything God wants it to do. I have spoken words to people, and the Lord said, you did it. I said, did what? He said, you obeyed me. And he would tell me things like what the end result would be. He said, now he'll tell me the things that person will do. And it would be in the future. You couldn't see it right then. Sometimes a word of God, it's going to produce fruit later. Just like if you plant a seed in a garden or a field on the farm, you know, he plants the seed, they come up. That's why they buy $200,000 or $300,000 equipment like combines to go and collect it. They know it that it's gonna come up. And then they collect it with the combines. And they make enough money to pay all that stuff off. They call it a bumper crop. It'll secure their wealth for a few years in case something goes wrong. That's why you have to get the bumper crop, you're gonna have to follow God when it seems weird to you. You're gonna have to do the craziest instructions that he come up with. To the mind, you know, people want to look good before men. And if you're gonna follow God, you got to do what he said. You're gonna look foolish to some. You might even look foolish to yourself. But I don't know, I can't count the times I said, on your word, Lord, I'm gonna do this. Now, sometimes some instructions I knew they were of God. I knew the Lord, you know, when the Lord gave me that book, The Cost of Freedom. Now, I knew that I was obeying God when I wrote that book. And then the second book I wrote, The Spirit of Egypt. And it took me a while to write it, but I wrote it and got it published and got it done on time and got it copywritten, and then I put it on the website. It's been on the website since 2012. And people read the book. Now, the people you know, they're not going to read the book. I'm sorry. Most of the people you know will not read your book. But I found out something that the Lord will cause the people he's after to read it. There are always people that will obey God and receive from you. Now, friends and family may not, they may not, but there are always people that God will cause you, He'll guide them to the book. It's on the website. And I told people about it on the radio. And there are people who were here, just like the people listening now on this website. But everybody that think what you're doing is foolish, they'll give you negative advice. They don't think much of it because God didn't tell them to do it. But you have revelation on it. So that's why we have to stick with the things God gives us. And don't worry about looking foolish. We already look peculiar. And when it comes to a reputation, I got baptized when I was at our Refuge Temple. And in my mind, the purpose of baptism is to expose your new identity. I was saying to everybody I knew that saw me get baptized that I identify myself with Jesus Christ. Whatever he say, I plan to do it. I believe in him, only him, and I love him. And as far as my reputation go, I don't have one. My reputation is in him. And the word puts it this way, our life is hid in Christ. And if my life is hid in Christ, I don't have to go around trying to look good before men. I don't have to do the things that people count as wise. I have to do what God say do. And if I can do what God say do, I'll be fine. I can rest in his word, in his truth. People may not know how important the assignments God give me are. They don't even read the material. I know they don't because they don't talk about it. But those that love God's word, there are people out there, the people that won't read it, that know me, they love God too. They just didn't think much of it. But people who love God and seeking him, the Lord will refer them to it, and they'll read it. And they'll hear the broadcast. You have to do what God give you to do. It doesn't matter how others approve it. Somebody's going to be blessed by it. And they'll get rich. They'll prosper. They'll go forward. And then they'll tell the people that were reluctant. That's how it always works. Now, this is not something unique to people, you know, to individuals getting started and writing books and things like that. Everybody that write books, their family don't participate. I even heard Kenneth Hagin's mother didn't even go to the church where he preached at. I don't know all the facts, but that's how family do. Sorry. People have to, but when something looks big and prosperous, then people want in. They want to be part of something big and prosperous. What about what God is doing? How come people, what's so hard about, you can detect when God is in something. You know, even to John the Baptist, he said his disciples to Jesus, "Are you the Christ or should we look for another?" And you know what Jesus said? "The deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk. And blessed is he who is not offended in me." That was his answer. God doesn't try to make you believe. You ought to believe because you know that you know. If Jesus' sheep hear his voice and they follow him and a stranger they won't follow, that's because they can detect the light. Everybody can detect the light and the love of God. But if you're looking at something big for something big, broad is the way of destruction, narrow is the way of light. This Satan's got a lot of big ministries out there that have compromised and they cause people to grow cold and hateful. And I say hateful because they're indifferent. They are groomed not to value the move of the Holy Ghost. And they think they're righteous just like the Pharisee. And they don't bear fruit because they're worried and they're frustrated and they never get to know God. The only way you get to know God is to obey him with trust. We have to believe him and we have to trust him. Having faith in God gets you started, and that's your foundation. And when you trust God, you keep doing the things of faith. You keep passing out the bread and the fish. You keep acting like God is going to back you. And you don't act, you know, the world say, well, you're foolish because, you know, God, if God don't back you, you're going to look stupid. Well, if you sin, you look stupid. From a certain point of view, you know, that sin is terrible. Only people in the light will know that's not good for you. People in the dark, they don't care. Everything's all right. You know, sin is fun in the world, but that's all they know. They don't know the love of God and how wonderful he is. They don't understand the love of his creation. They don't understand his ways. They don't have joy either. And they definitely don't have peace. And their laughter is short-lived. They're going to cry because of what they've done. Their life is going to become painful. When you follow the way of lust and pride and envy and strife, those are all the elements that cause your life to become creepy, depressed. Everything can go your way the way you started out desiring, and then you become depressed and can't enjoy it. You become more disconnected from God and confused. The Lord told me, I asked him what was the definition for confusion. He said, that's when you don't know what to trust. You don't know what to trust. You don't know who to trust. You know, Solomon should have listened to his father's advisors, the older men. Not Solomon, I'm sorry, Rehoboam. He should have listened to Solomon's advisors, and his kingdom would have lasted longer. God had divided it, but he listened to the young guys. They gave him false information and got his kingdom divided. Because if David didn't disobey God, the Lord wouldn't have had to divide it. The method that the way it all happened it happened because Solomon listened to the wrong advice. Instead of choosing to listen to his father's proven wise counselors, he listened to the young men. And they chose the way of pride. And they got the kingdom divided. So we have to take God at his word. We have to trust him. And if we trust him, you're going to see what the old preacher's talking about. It's going to be good. And you're going to love it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life and bless you in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.